given it a heading called Foundations of Christian Service. Now, you notice that wonderful letter that David just read out to us in 2 Timothy chapter 1. He did it under duress because he was in prison, in a Roman prison. And I don't think we have any idea the suffering that people went through in a prison like that. And that was a terrible time. However, we'll get to that in a moment. In the meantime, do you have a favourite verse from the Bible that you've committed to memory? If you have, put your hand up. Just a favourite verse. Okay. Beg your pardon? No, just one favourite one. Okay. That's good. Excellent. Thank you, Dale. I have a favourite verse, and it comes from the next chapter in Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. And it says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And that's from the old King James Version. And that came to me when I was about 15 years of age. And I've held on to it ever since. And hence it encourages me to read the Bible and to actually study the word of God. And it's kept me going all this time. Now, if you were at the core camp last month, you'll remember that the trivia contest, and I'm pleased to say that I was on the winning team. I'm not trying to brag, but I was on the winning team. However, one question was asked, and it says, "Who was the grandmother of Timothy?" Now, you should all know that because it was just read out. Lois. Lois. I jokingly said to the team next to us, which fortunately Vanessa was on, I said, "Oh, Lois Lane," just as a joke. And to find out, in fact, the answer was Lois. And I was stunned. And up until that time, I didn't even know that Lois was mentioned in the Bible. It only goes to show that the smaller books or letters of the Bible are just as important for teaching the foundation of Christian service as the more popular books. And there's a lot of gems in those small letters. Now, Nero was the emperor of Rome in the time of approximately 64 to 67 AD. And his plan, there was a major fire there, his plan was to pass the blame of the great fire of Rome onto the Christians. As a result, the Christians were treated poorly, fairly poorly, extremely poorly, and even murdered. He blamed them. In that same year, Paul was in prison, and that's when he wrote to Timothy. These are the last words we have written by Paul. That was his last book that he wrote whilst in prison, under duress. And this letter was written to Timothy and to the Christians in Ephesus, not only in Ephesus, but to us. They're listed as the famous last words, but that's more than a cliche. When notable men and women of influence are about to die, the world waits to hear their final words on insight and wisdom. Then those quotes are repeated worldwide. This is also true of a dying loved one knowing that this will be their final message. One of the most notable, influential and beloved men of history is the Apostle Paul. And that's why I've decided to select him. Because he has all the qualities dealing with the foundations of Christian service. We have these famous last words in his second letter to Timothy. His conversion to Christianity was dramatic, to say the least, and it certainly was. No person apart from Jesus himself shaped the history of Christianity like the Apostle Paul. And he did. Initially, Paul hated the Christian faith and persecuted Christians without mercy, and he did. He approved of Stephen's death. He held the cloak of the perpetrators who threw stones, etc., killing people. He was present at a lot of the killings. On the road to Damascus, Paul personally met Jesus Christ, and his life was never again the same. But what do we really know about Paul? So I did some research to find out about this man. He was born a Roman citizen in Tarsus of Cilicia. His family was of the tribe of Benjamin, and he was brought up as a Pharisee. He studied under Gamaliel and was highly educated. He was conversant with the Hebrew and Greek language. Saul, which was his Hebrew name, was a great persecutor of the church, evidence of which, dealing again, it says, of Stephen's death. But Stephen's victorious death made an impression upon the man. Paul was later converted on the road to Damascus after being struck blind. He recovered his sight when the Holy Spirit filled him, and many Christians were terrified of him, and they didn't trust him. It took a long time before they started to accept him. It was after that he went to Arabia. He was the great world missionary of the New Testament. And in Gentile territory, he used his Roman name, Paul. Paul's three missionary journeys are recorded in the Acts of the Apostles, and his works were in Asia Minor, Greece, and Rome. He suffered intense persecution, that's imprisonment, stonings, beatings, etc., etc. But nothing stopped him from his ministry of preaching, healing, church building, and writing. Imprisonment for extended periods in Rome, tradition asserts that he was a martyr by beheading in Rome somewhere in that era, around about 66-67 AD. He is the author of most of the New Testament epistles. Paul has been called the most powerful human personality of the New Testament. And certainly his love chapter, in 1 Corinthians 13, is unsurpassed. And that was they're the words of J.B. Phillips in his commentary about Paul. So I can recommend that if you want to read something that's really wonderful, read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. There's an ancient and traditional description of Paul which says, listen to this man, most unlikely type of person. He was a man of small stature, just a little fella. No, I didn't look at you, Linda, just for that. With meeting eyebrows, with a rather large nose, he must have been Jewish, bald-headed, bow-legged, strongly built, full of grace, and at times he looked like a man, and at times he had the face of an angel. What a resume. About one man. In prison for the second time, he was facing death, and he was not dying of a disease in a sterile hospital with loved ones gathered nearby. He was very much alive, and his condition was terminal. Convicted as a follower of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Paul lay in a cold Roman prison, cut off from the world with just a couple of visitors and writing materials. Two of his visitors were, of course, Luke, who wrote the Acts of the Apostles, and Mark. Paul knew that soon he would be executed, and that's in 2 Timothy 4:6, and so he wrote his final thoughts to his son Timothy. Timothy was not his son, but he treated Christians as sons and daughters. It is a Christian family. Same type of families we belong to. And I have to say to you, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm your brother. According to Paul's words, I'm your brother. So what you see is what you get. So he wrote his final thoughts to Timothy, passing to him the torch of leadership. He was passing on his skills, reminding him of what was truly important and encouraging him in the faith. Do we encourage each other in the faith? We should. Do we have time to listen to each other? We should. Imagine how Timothy must have felt when he read and reread every word which was the last message from his beloved mentor. And Paul certainly did encourage him. This was the message from his beloved mentor. This letter has been listed as the most intimate and moving of all of Paul's letters to Timothy. Paul's introduction is tender, but the love he had from Timothy exudes from every phrase. He then reminds Timothy of the qualities necessary for a faithful minister of Jesus Christ. That minister should remember his call and use his gifts with boldness, keep to the truth, and prepare others to follow him in the ministry. Be disciplined and ready to endure hardship and to keep his eyes focused on Jesus. Paul's challenges Timothy to hold to sound doctrine, reject error, and avoid godless chatter. Correctly handle the word of truth and keep his life pure. Next, Paul warns Timothy of the occupation that he and other believers would face in the last days from self-centered people who use the church for their gain and who teach false doctrines. Timothy was sent out to Ephesus and the church had enormous problems, so Paul encouraged him and he set to him those challenges. Hold on to the faith. Look to Jesus for everything that you do and be encouraged. Paul tells Timothy to be prepared for these unfaithful people by remembering his example and following strength and power in the Word of God. Again, I encourage you, read the Word of God, the small letters that Paul wrote, the epistles, they call them. There are many gems within them. Paul gives Timothy a stirring charge to preach the word and to fill his ministry until his end. In other words, there's no retirement benefit. It's right to the very end. Sorry, David. In Paul's final words, he reveals his loneliness and his strong love for his brothers and sisters in Christ. Those prisons were very lonely. They were damp, and I'm surprised if you lasted any more than a couple of years in some of them. And if you look at some of the old movies they put out, leprosy was common in those prisons. That's how bad they were. The foundations of Christian service. Paul gave helpful advice to Timothy to remain solidly grounded in Christian service and to endure suffering during the difficult days to come. It is easy for us to serve Christ for the wrong reasons, because it is exciting, rewarding, and personally enriching. Without a proper foundation, however, we will find it easy to quit during difficult times. We all need to have a strong foundation for our service, because Christian service does not get easier as we grow older, and it will not become easier at the time of Christ's return, as Christ's return grows closer. I can tell you now, the older you get, the harder Christian life is. And it is. The world is changing, and it's changing rapidly. Our young children, our grandchildren, are going to find it very hard, harder than what we're finding it now. There's never been another person like Paul, the missionary apostle. He was a man of deep faith, undying love, constant hope, tenacious conviction, and profound insight. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit to give us God's message. I encourage you to read all of 2 Timothy, knowing that these are the last words of Paul to Timothy and to all of us who claim to follow Christ. Finally, the verse that I learnt, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's 2 Timothy 2:15. I hold on to those words and I find encouragement, definitely encouragement, strengthens my faith, because I'm encouraged to read the Bible, to find out what God has to say to me. And by reading the Bible, I know that God talks to me often. He is with me, and I know he is with you, because he's here present in this room now. Because there's two or three are gathered together in Christ's name, he is with us. Hold firm to your Christian faith to the end. And yes, it is going to get hard and harder, but that's what you've been called to. Our life here on earth is very short. Our life in eternal life never ends. The goal is there in front of us. Grab it. And may God bless you as you read his word. Amen.